Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Yes, we're back.
Have you got a jingle?
Well, I just used one of my old ones.
Did you make it?
No, I didn't.
You just failed.
Yeah, I failed.
Stole somebody else's jingle.
Yeah. How you doing, Hannah?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm all right. I'm not bad.
Hello, listeners, if you're listening, if you're out there. Happy Tuesday.
Yeah, babes. We've got our anniversary tonight, don't we? We're going out for a...
We do. Well, technically, Steph and I actually both forgot about our wedding anniversary, which was actually a couple of weeks ago. And I booked us a dinner to celebrate 8 years married. I feel like that's an achievement.
We sailed past that 7 year itch. Well, I did anyway. I don't know about you.
Still sailing. Joking. But yeah, we're going out for our first meal indoors tonight, which is going to be really lovely.
Yeah. Well, hopefully.
Well, just to be able to eat somewhere indoors that isn't our kitchen will be really lovely.
Yeah. Or outside in the cold.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shivering. So that's good. Yeah, we're doing that. And I did my first TikTok. Oh, no, it's my third
TikTok.
It's my third, not TikTok, real. I did my third
reel. Oh, yeah, I saw that. I really liked it.
Did you?
Yeah.
You know what inspired that? Rage. I was looking at reels and I just saw one of these guys do that exact thing.
But seriously. Oh, okay, got you.
Smug looking guy, right? Fucking billions of followers, obviously. Like, and he just stood there with his clothes on, looking like a self-entitled, self-righteous twat, and then started like doing all these moves and with all these new outfits on, looking so pleased with himself. Like, I've never seen anyone look so pleased with themselves before. And I got so annoyed. I was like, this is so vapid and awful. I was like, I'm gonna have to just take the piss out of it. So I just did a kind of a parody of it.
I did enjoy it.
I did. One of the scenes that I cut was one of the outfits was a mankini. But I cut that.
Oh, my God. I wondered why there was a lime green mankini on our bedroom floor. Yeah. I was like, oh, please let this not be the new thing.
No. And then I did it. And then I was like, you know what?
I was like, whatever he's expecting tonight, it is not involving that mankini.
I was like, there's comedy and there's a 40-year-old man in a mankini. And I was like, I'm not doing it.
No one needs to see a 40-year-old man in a mankini while they're scrolling. Like, nobody wants that. You need to search for that kind of thing. If that's what you're into, you have to search for it. You should not be subjected to that.
Exactly. And I was like, as funny as the joke is, I just don't want to subject people to that. So I cut that bit out. But it was surprisingly hard to link it, to go on the beat and like time it all. I just found it really hard. There's something about doing a reel that breaks my heart because I'm obviously filming in portrait, and filming in portrait just goes against every instinct in me. So yeah, some of the stuff
I still haven't done one.
Yeah,
I'm planning on doing one this weekend, but I'm such a grandma. Like, I've always been quite a traditional person, I would say, in terms of like, I like to do things in a proper way or in the right order or whatever. So when social media platforms like change or introduce something new, I am that person that's like, oh no, not another new thing for me to try and learn and navigate.
I honestly, nothing makes me more incensed than watching some bloke on reels just being delighted with himself. There's something so awful about it. And I'm like, what? The worst thing is, the bloke's delighted with themselves and you can tell their other half is like, oh, that's really great. And there's no... people need to have somebody around them that just says, that's shit. That's awful.
That's why you married me.
Yeah. Yeah, you need a harsh critic around.
Happy anniversary. I can tell you your shit all night if you like.
Yeah, thanks, Han. I need that.
I'm joking.
Anyway, so I'm using this rage. I always like to use these things against themselves or use them as material. So the video that we're going to come back with on our YouTube channel, which we haven't uploaded for a while now, but it's going to be a lot about, there's a lot of metaphors in it, and it's going to be a scripted reality version of a video. So it's going to be, some scenes in it are going to be quite heavy hitting and very storified, But yeah, it's quite a heavy hitting thing that I'm scripting. So yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Well, that's exciting.
Yeah, it's to. I've been working on it quite long and hard with JC Baby. So yeah, we've got something good. My friend Jason's going to help me out with it. It's going to start off with quite a savage death scene, but it's going to be a bit different. I think I like the idea of people watching something. Dogs, can you please stop stressing me out?
They're so needy.
They're just sniffing around my office.
They just
want to
be
me.
They just want to be on me all the time.
Mm. Yeah. So I've been busy writing that and doing that. And yeah, so that's that. We've got a coffee. What am I talking about?
Subscription.
Subscription. That's it. A coffee subscription. So what we've done is I've rebuilt. I don't want to talk about it too much, actually.
So basically, Steph and I found an independent brand of coffee from this lady who is local to us. She's Bath-based, and we absolutely love it. So we've decided to do a collaboration together where we sell a coffee subscription. So you obviously pay like X amount per month, and then it just comes through your door, and then you don't have to put your coffee beans on your shopping list, which is what we like to do, so we don't run out.
Exactly. Anyway, so it's paper.
But we don't really have anything to show now. But yeah, if you're a coffee lover, then watch this space because you can subscribe soon.
Yeah. So that's good. What else has been going down in the Michalak town?
Surviving parenthood has been going down. I'm trying to think if
you passed your yoga course.
I did.
I'm technically fully trained yoga teacher.
Qualified teacher now, which is cool.
Yeah. So we're going to start filming some yoga classes soon.
It's funny, like before the results came through, because they say 10 working days and it got to like 7 days and I was like, oh my God, what have I done wrong that they're taking this amount of time to like unpick everything I've done. You know when that self-doubt creeps in and you're like, oh God, they're going to tell me I've failed.
I'm going to have to go topless for this podcast because I'm boiling up here.
It's okay. What's wrong with you? You okay, hun?
Yeah, it just gets really hot up here.
It's not that hot.
Yeah, it is hot. It's boiling. You're not hot?
No.
I'm really hot. I'm sweating. Huh. Yeah.
Open a window.
You know, like a topless dad. You know, what a treat.
Just need the mankini now.
Yeah, so a lot of the story that I'm writing is about us being old dinosaur influencer, being forced to embrace this new technology that we don't want to embrace. It talks about that. There's a lot of discussion about our kind of, I don't know, I suppose it's like the change that's happening within our kind of careers in terms of like us being these influencers and coming to
the end. It's also a lot to do with just being growing older. Like we've been sort of in this industry now for like 8 years, so of course we're going to change and grow within that time. It just happens that like technology has also changed and grown. And I always remember somebody saying to me, I think it was Louise Pentland, I remember her saying once, evolve or die, and I'm like, but I don't want to evolve. I like just being traditional and pasting just the pictures and, you know, but it's so true. Evolve or die.
Yeah, it's so true. But sometimes when you're a bit older, you don't want to evolve, or you're less likely to evolve. You just, you like how it used to be and you want to keep it back to where it was.
Don't you feel like we've got to that age though where we're like, oh, remember the good old days of Instagram?
Yeah, because on one hand, I was like really enthusiastic about the future of creation. So I was like, well, it's all about long form content, and that's so much better because it's more contextualized. There's less kind of just fleeting kind of headline-y stuff that you get enraged about. It's more, I don't know, textured. And I like that. And I was like, well, at least things are going long form. But then what happened is, you know, all this short form stuff started flooding everywhere, like the Reels and the TikToks, which is also instant. And I'm finding it really difficult to embrace it. I'm finding it really difficult to get on board with it, especially when I look at some of the stuff. And my friend Zach just sends me them all the time of these awful ones. And I'm like, I can't be part of this. It's everything that I hate about. Pippi, stop it. Can you
She's
get away?
Just sniffing the
sniffing
carpet.
Around
Leave
my
her alone.
Cream carpet. She's just going to piss on it any second. Stop eating my carpet. Stop it. She's eating my carpet now. Don't look at me like that.
Whenever you tell her off, she always comes over to me. She's like, Mum will look after me.
it's one of those things where I just, it really saddens me. So I've scripted this whole story about that, and there's lots of metaphors in there. And it, I don't know, I think it's whenever we have a long time off making videos, it's always like you want to come back with something really strong because you've had enough time to kind of think and play around with ideas and go off and you kind of experiment.
It's like anything though, like you do it too much and it doesn't become so enjoyable anymore. Mm. So if you have a break from something, then you can go back and appreciate all the things that you actually did enjoy and love about it. It's the same like with food or alcohol or like anything that you do. If you what's that saying about doing, like, you know the saying that I'm trying to think of? Never mind then.
No, I'm sure there's a saying for it, but I know what you mean. Yeah, and I think that's it. I think having all this time off has made me think, okay, now let's come back with something really strong. The problem is the stuff that's, I don't know, there's a scene in it where I have a discussion with my dead friend, and who's sort of saying, like, you know, throw on some banjo music over some shots of you going to Sainsbury's, everyone wins, you know, that's what you need to do. And I'm like, I can't. And he's like, you can, you just won't. And there's that whole conversation we have about this is what you need to do. And I'm like, I can't, because there's that wanting to evolve, but not wanting to evolve in the way that
society wants you to evolve.
Well, the technology and the demand wants you to evolve into, like the short form stuff and the reels and the stuff that you don't want to do. So I want to have like a scene where we're trying to do a reel and it's going badly wrong and it ends up in an argument. And there's bits where we kind of are trying to embrace these different TikTok things and we're trying to do it and we're trying to embrace it, but we're finding it really difficult. I don't know when I'm going to be able to produce it. I mean, I've got some scenes planned to film, I think one on Thursday and then one any morning I need to go and film one in the morning. But I don't know. I want to come back with something strong. That's for sure.
I've got a good book recommendation. Well, I want to say a good book recommendation, but it's more like one of those reads where it's like easy to get into. It's like, I read it in a weekend and it was quite gripping. I think it's an easy read, basically, like a poolside read, I would say, which is something I really felt like I needed after like studying like Indian philosophy. It was quite intense. So I was like, I just need something not mindless, because it was well written and the characters are good. But anyway, I read this book called The Last Thing He Told Me. And I read it basically because I was reading the reviews and they were saying how they are currently making it into a TV series with Julia Roberts in it.
And she's still alive.
It's being made by the same people that produced Big Little Lies, and I absolutely loved Big Little Lies. Anyone who hasn't watched it yet, that's a great TV show. Reese Witherspoon, 2 series. But yeah, so they said they were making it into a TV series by those producers, and I thought, oh, the book must be quite good then if they're on board with it. And it was. I read it in 2 nights. Very gripping. I don't normally like a thriller. That's not normally something I go for, but it was...
Was it scary at any point?
No, it wasn't scary. But it was like, you know, when you just want to know what happens next. And it was very good at kind of keeping you page turning. Like you finish a chapter and you're like, oh, should I go to sleep or should I just read one more chapter? That kind of book.
Yeah.
And I normally kind of go for books that are a little bit more slow paced and almost sometimes a little bit stagnant in the middle. I kind of like books that are very much real lifey, like almost you couldn't really say what the storyline would be because there's not like a hook, or it's just a story, you know. But yeah, that's my recommendation. Do you have one?
No, but I just wanted to talk about something that happened. It's so ridiculous.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Burrow's furniture is built for the way you live. From ensuring easy assembly and disassembly to honoring highly requested new colors for their award-winning seating, they always have their customers in mind. Their modular seating is made out of durable materials to last and grow with you. And with Burrow, you always get fast, free shipping. Get up to 60% off during Burrow's Memorial Day sale at Burrow.com/ACAST. That's Burrow.com/ACAST. Burrow.com/ACAST.
everyone's all upset at the moment because there's a podcast with Prince Harry on it, and he said something like, "Oh, the First Amendment it's a bit bonkers," or something like that. He just sort of said it fleetingly in a sentence. He said, "Oh, it's bonkers," or something like that. So then, obviously, like a lot of people have got upset about him saying that, and I just think it's so. I had to put a tweet about it the other day. I was just like, just zoom out of this, right? This comment that the First Amendment is bonkers, and realize that you're a carbon-based life form spinning on a rock, floating in a vast space held together by dark matter. Everything is fucking bonkers. Everything is. There's nothing that makes sense here. There's nothing that you can be like, well, that's not bonkers. Everything's bonkers. So what? He said one fucking little thing was bonkers. It is all bonkers. Everything is bonkers. And I just get really annoyed that people can't see that. They're so zoomed into these tiny little granular things. And you're like, zoom out, you fucking idiots. Mm. Zoom out of this.
I think that's why it's good to sit and be still sometimes, because quite often we get wrapped up in whatever it may be, that day or something that's going on in your life. You get so wrapped up in your feelings and yourself that when you sit and you sit with it for a bit quietly, then it just becomes less of a thing. And you can zoom out and you can be like, hey, hang on a minute. If you imagine zooming out and zooming out and zooming out and seeing all these tiny little humans on the earth, like all going about their day and thinking everything revolves around them. Like when you zoom out like that, you think, hey, why do I care about that?
Yeah.
Or why am I so stressed out about this? Or, and when you zoom out of that and you go even further and you just think, actually, it's all predetermined anyway, and we're all on this little path doing our own thing. Like, just enjoy it.
Yeah.
Why are you getting so worked up about something somebody else has said?
This is what I like about your yoga journey, is that it teaches you, like you were telling me earlier today about, they do these yoga or these meditation walks where you go on like a walk and you don't talk and you just basically absorb everything that's going on around you. You absorb all the light coming through, like the leaves, you absorb the sounds, you absorb the feeling of the ground on your feet, everything. You try and soak it all in and absorb it and be like, oh shit, man, this is incredible.
It's funny because it's so easy in our culture, I think, to, because we value success and productivity so much, we don't value how much effort it takes to be still and go inwards. We value money, we value material things, and it's kind of difficult kind of when you go from aligning with that to then learning about what else there is and learning the other way that you could be living, and kind of knowing that it's not all about stuff and what you can get and what you can earn, and you don't take any of that with you. It's about your experiences, and like, I don't know. It's.
Yeah, I know what you're. I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and if you look around you, like most of us have so much to be grateful for.
Yeah.
We just kind of sometimes forget the gratitude part. Like even just waking up, you're in a bed. You're in a bed. You have a roof over your head. You've probably got something to eat for breakfast.
I think we've said this before, but like that's the annoying thing about, the tedious thing about being a human, is that you could be sitting outside and on a beautiful day and you're sitting relaxing, the kids are playing nicely and you're outdoors, you're like, this is great. But instead of just being, this is great, you think,
what more? I want more.
I need a drink right now. And then you go and get yourself a drink. You're like, it's a bit sunny actually, I should probably get my sunglasses. I'll go and get my sunglasses. You get your sunglasses, you get your drink. You're like, and then you start thinking about what else you need. Like, what else do I need now?
I think that's what's good about some of the stuff that I've learned in that yoga course, is that it really teaches you to not expect anything from the moment, just be aware and appreciate that moment for exactly what it is and not try and get anything out of it. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. The thing is, like, I feel a bit like a hypocritical sort of embracing what you're saying, though, saying, yeah, that's what you should do, because I'm not doing that at the moment. I'm filling every waking minute of my day with work.
But I do feel like for you, that's a coping mechanism of losing your dad earlier this year. Like, it's a coping mechanism to keep yourself busy, because the feelings that you need to sit with are painful and really hard. And it's really, it's difficult to go through those things. So by filling all of your time going to the gym and working constantly and like constantly going from one thing to another, it's a coping mechanism to stop yourself from kind of almost delving into what you need to delve into.
Yeah, I think for me, one of the, how this I rationalize it with myself, I'm like, obviously dad died, left a huge vacuum. He was the central gravitational force for my life. And then he went and I left with this vacuum. I'm filling it with just work and training and whatever else I can to sort of lessen the lessen that feeling of the emptiness feeling that has gone, or I feel now from him being gone, you know? So I'm filling it. But also another thing is he was always quite worried about like us spending and our lifestyles. And he was always worried about it, that we weren't planners and we weren't like, we didn't have a strategy in place. We live quite frivolously. We don't really have like, We're not sensible.
No.
We're just a couple of poor kids who manage to like do well from something and don't really know how to handle it. So we're kind of, so we just don't really know what we're doing and we're just sort of figuring it all out. So what I'm trying to do is obviously I kind of, like I said before, I see him in all these little birds. Even today when we went for a walk, I was like, hi dad, I'm fine. Don't worry, I'm good. And I'm kind of trying to like sort out or create these new things, these businesses, to sort of in a way be like, look, we're okay. I've got all these other things that I'm sorting out now. So the news,
almost like you need to prove to him.
To him to be like, I'm going to be okay. Mm. Or like in a way to sort of to acknowledge his concerns when he was alive and then do something about them. So like, I'm going to plan now. I'm going to do what you wanted me to do. Yeah. And I'm going to like try
That's harder to make sure that we're covered.
So the things, the Grace and Ashes site, that's going really well. I'm really happy with that. The new Want Feed, man, I didn't think I've ever been this excited about a project in my entire life. Like I'm so in, I know you're so bored of hearing about it, but the thing is
I think it's because I'm there every time you tell someone about it. So I could literally like I've heard it. It's not that I'm not excited. Sometimes I think you get annoyed at me because you're like, why aren't you behind this? But I literally, it's all that ever comes out of your mouth when you're with me or with anyone else. So I'm like, I've heard it so much that I'm like, I can't hear it anymore.
The thing is, I don't know if you know this, but basically Instagram are doing something called creator stores, which is essentially exactly the same thing as Want Feed, but on Instagram. Mm-hmm. So you as a creator will have a bunch of products that you recommend and you earn affiliate revenue off each one. So it's the same as Want Feed. So how can I possibly compete with Instagram? Like I just can't. So if they've come into the space, then I'm like, well, this has primed me perfectly for the change that I wanted to make. I wanted to empower small independent stores. I wanted to give them, like I wanted to help them grow their business and help them.
Yeah, so potentially if you have a smaller following on Instagram, then that's where Want Feed can come in and help you, because essentially that's why you would sell things on Instagram, right? Because you have a following.
Well, it's exactly. It caters for people with a mass following.
So if you don't have a big following, what
I wanted to do was give you small independent sellers like this coffee person who's created this coffee, has this amazing coffee, like give her a platform to sell her coffee on a subscription model and be like, there's your coffee. We're going to help you. We're going to do the marketing. The thing is, we've had over the years, over 600,000 uploads, product uploads to Want Feed. We've had over 74,000 signups. I've got so much data on what people are buying, what people are shopping for, what people are liking, what stores they're following. I've got all of that data, which I can then create. So anyone that joins up with Want Feed and has a new verified store when we've launched it, I'll be able to basically target exactly the type of customer that would want to buy from that person. Really granular kind of target marketing. So what I always wanted to do it from the start. I was like, I always really dreamed of having a platform for small independent sellers. I was like, imagine that if you could sell stuff on this platform, a bit like Etsy, but more with a social side to with social framework around it. And now we've done it. We've cracked it. I'm putting the final touches to it now and I'm ready to launch it. And it's a huge change for us because it's like nothing like what we initially set out to do. But it's evolving to support the independence more, which makes me feel so much better about it.
And I like that because I know globally, even the big stores have suffered over this pandemic. So to be able to put some eyeballs on some independent companies is just like a really positive thing.
And that's, I think, the future. People just are much more interested now. And even the high street's probably going to reflect the fact that people want to buy from smaller artisan creators.
And people care about where their stuff comes from now.
Yeah, of course.
Lots of people care about the ethics behind what they're buying and what they're wearing and what they're putting in their bodies. Like, and you get much more insight into where this stuff comes from when you buy independent.
Yeah, and it's like with the coffee girl, like coffee subscription person I'm working with. Well, I would far rather spend a pound or two more knowing that it's going to some independent person rather than some huge company with loads of shareholders and stuff like that just like, you know, just care about the profit lines. It's
somebody that actually has poured themselves into a business.
Exactly.
And actually every customer counts, and every customer they're grateful for, and they're like, oh, I sold another thing.
Exactly. Like, they hear that little ching and they see it go off and they get that little spark of like joy. I just love that. And I know what that's like as a small independent business. You're so happy to have those sales and you're so pleased. You're so just delighted that somebody would actually buy one of your things. So like to have a marketplace for people like that. And I think, I mean, you look at like Let Etsy and Not on the High Street, Not on the High Street, they have a huge setup fee and then they have like 25% of every sale they take.
I know, I remember when I had my little makeup bag business, the online makeup bag business, a few years ago when we were in London. And I remember applying to Not on the High Street. And I remember seeing how much of the profits they were going to take and being like, actually, it's really not worth it for me.
Yeah, and the other problem is that you are drowned in a huge database of other people. Mm. Because once these sites hit their critical mass, they're huge, they're massive, so you're just drowned out by everybody else and you're also paying low. So I'm like, well, what if I could like make more of a smaller community but charge them way less? I think you can sell on this new verified, you can have a new verified store selling from £1.99 a month, I think it is, so it's next to nothing. And then our job will be like to get you eyeballs, to be like, we're gonna work really hard to make you sell.
If you pay that amount, I mean, that's less than a price of coffee coffee when if you go out, so it's almost like it's a no-brainer really, because if you're a small business and you buy that for £2 a month, if it doesn't work, you've lost £2.
It's not
very high risk.
Yeah, but that's where my data comes in. So now I have the data knowing who shops for what, where and how.
I really want to wax your nipples. Your nipples are so hairy. Is that not bothering you?
What a segue. You know, it really does bother me. I
really need to get rid of that. Yeah, I don't like that.
Can only wax now. We can do it quickly now.
Yeah, shall I?
Yeah, do it. Where's the wax strips? You know where they are.
Do you think you can hold the fort while I get a hot wax strip?
Yeah, sure. Okay, I'll talk about the new section.
Don't talk about that. Talk about something interesting.
No, but it's really interesting. So not only, right? Okay, I'm going freestyle here. But not only does the new want feed, when I launch, by the way, it's not out yet, so it'll be out soon. Not only does it let people sell stuff, products and digital downloads and subscriptions, but also I've just launched something called want feed classes. So when I think about all the things that I really want, a lot of them aren't products. A lot of them are skills. I want talents. I want to be able to play my Ableton Push controller. I want to be able to play the guitar better. I want to be able to learn French. I want to be able to do loads of different stuff. So what Want Feed Classes is somewhere where you can basically learn stuff from people with a skill or a talent. Anyway, Hannah's about to wax my nipples.
Are you ready for this? Don't scream.
I could take it, man. I mean,
my God.
Have you warmed it up?
It's like a full-on bush.
All right. Oh God, here we go. Oh, live waxing. Oh yes.
Oh, look at that. That is beautiful. Vile.
I look so much better without hair nipple, don't I?
Everybody looks better without nipple hair.
Don't say that to a French girl. Oh God, can I say that? Ow, that one really hurt.
Look, that's so gross.
Yeah, that is gross. Oh God, I look great now. Thanks, Hannah. That's much better.
On that note, I need to wrap this up, I'm afraid, my friend.
Oh, we've gone about 26 minutes, so 26 and a half minutes. That's good. Okay.
Thanks for listening, guys. I hope you enjoyed that live nipple wax.
I bet you've never heard that on a podcast before.
He's got little pink shriveled up nipples now.
I genuinely think I look about 13% more attractive topless now.
I'm so happy for you.
I'm glad I don't have a big old hairy chest.
Somebody help me. I've been married to this modest man for 8 years now. I think I deserve a medal.
You do deserve a medal.
Anyway, I hope you all have a lovely rest of your day. Thanks for listening.
Cheers, guys. Thanks for listening.
We'll see you next week.
Bye. We're out of here.
Bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.